the Mishnah daf Yudamid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Boitken Oyer Yudalid. Fi emes pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one lechatchila should be boitek Oyer Yudalid, the night to Yudalid Nissen. Be Yudalid Shachris, if he was not boitek at night, should chap a rein and be boitek Yudalid Shachris, be boitek chometz in the morning. Ubishas Habir, if he was not Baidik then, he should be Baidik Bishas Habir, that is Shoshish, that is the sixth hour in the day, Erev Pesach. Vachachomim Aimrim, the Chachomim hold, there are more Zmani Bidike. Loibodak Er Yudalit, he was not Baidik the night to Yudalit Nissen, Yivdaik be Yudalit, he should be Baidik Yom Yudalit. And Rashi learns this means the morning. Leibodak biyudalit. If he was not boidik in the morning, yivdaik b'soy hamoyed. So Rashi says, pshat b'soy hamoyed means shoshishes. So far there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Leibodak b'soy hamoyed. If he was not boidik shoshishes, the sixth hour of the day, yivdaik la'acha hamoyed. So he should continue being boidik, so Rashi says, till at night. He should be boidik till it comes Pesach. Umashe Mishaya, and now a new aloche. Whatever is left over from the bedika, whatever he intends to leave over to eat the next day, anichenu betzina, he should hide it. Kidei shelo yeitzorich bedika achov, because he might run into problems if he's careless with the chometz that he left over, and Achba might come and take it, and he'll have to be Baidik over again. So therefore, you should be careful to hide it. Let us see Rashi. B'soich Hamoyed, B'shoshishis. This is the sixth hour of the day Erev Pesach. Shehu, why is this called Hamoyed? Shehumoyed Habir. This is the Zman that is the Zman Habir. We have in the next Mishnah, Seirfim B'tchila Sheish. The Zman Sreife is the beginning, that is the Zman Sreife. So the Bdike, if he was not Boidik till then, so the Zman Bdike is, he should be Boidik, the Moyed Abir, the Zman that is Miyuyit to burn the Chometz. La'achar HaMoyed, if he was not Boidik the sixth hour, so La'achar HaMoyed, Mishay Shoyis Olamaylo, he should be Boidik, from the sixth hour and further, ad shetechshach, till it becomes night. So that's the Zmanei Bedike. See in the Gemara what the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Ve'im loibodak, let us see Taisus. Ve'im loibodak b'soich hamoyet. Perish hakunteris, so Rashi says pshat, b'shoshishis. That toich hamoyed is shoshishis. So Taisus asks, v'koshe del Rabbi Yehuda kori lei shas habir. That means Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said there are three zmanim that one has a chance to be boidik. The third zman is shoshishis, and he calls this shas habir. This is the zman when people are mevayeh chometz, which is shoshishis. And the Chachamim call this Toich Hamoyed. So both of them are speaking about the same time, and they give it different names. That's Tois Viskasha and Rashi. V'loma Shina L'shoinai. So why were the Chachamim Mishana the Loshin? Why did they call Shoshishis Toich Hamoyed? And Rabbi Yehuda calls it Shas Habir. The Ran wants to fa'em for Rashi. The Ran says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is called Shas Habir, does not necessarily mean the time when you burn it. Shas Habir means this is the last time you can get rid of the chometz, your boidik for the chometz. That means just like you make a broche b'shas bedika al bir chometz. So the sixth hour is the Shas Habir, this is the last time one is able to be boidik for the chometz. Afterwards, he's not permitted to be Baidik anymore. The Chachamim hold that Fakad, you're permitted to be Baidik, according to Rashi, till the evening. So this is not called Shas Habir. This is the last hour you could be Mevayah. So they call it Toich HaMoyed. This is the Moyed of Sreife. But that's why they don't call it Shas Habir. Shasabiyah means this is the last hour of the beer. That's how the Ran wants to fahem for Rashi. Elo, but Taisis does not like this pshat. So Taisis says as follows. Elo besoich hamoyed, haynu mitchilas sheva atsoif ha-Pesach. That toich hamoyed means from the seventh hour, when chometz becomes osur ba'achila, from then, it becomes also ba'achila min ha-toire, so it is also, you're permitted to be, you should be boidik, b'soich ha-moyed ha'ine mitchila sheva, from the beginning of the seventh hour, at soif ha-pesach. U'la'ach ha-moyed, and la'ach ha-moyed means after Pesach, you should also be boidik, k'deish lo yis'arev lo chometz shal iser b'shal heter v'yechlenu. What is the reason for being boidik chometz after Pesach? Because if there was chometz left in his house, he was not boidik the chometz in Pesach. So this chometz is osur bahanoah after Pesach. So therefore, he's mechuyev to be boidik now his house to make sure that the chometz which was in his house in Pesach should not remain in the house and get mixed up with the other chometz. Now, just to get a little clearer, in the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that after Shor Shishis, one is not permitted to be boidik. The Gemara explains what is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. The svar of Rabbi Yehuda is because it's too dangerous. He might be in the midst of being boidik the chometz and he might come to eat the chometz. He might forget that it's Pesach. He might forget that chometz is also ba'achila. So he might come to eat the chometz. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds as follows. Till Shoshishis, including Shoshishis, Shoshishis one is not permitted to eat chometz midarabon. So Kozman, chometz is also ba'achila only midarabon, then we say he should be boidik the chometz. Afterwards, after Shoshishis, so then the Bedike can create a new problem. He might come to eat the chometz while he's in the midst of being boidik for the chometz. So therefore we say it's better not to do anything. He's not boidik anymore. That is the svare of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold that they're not afraid that he might come to eat the chometz because there's a svare fakir since he's being umechazer olav l'soyrfoy. His whole purpose of the bdika is to get rid of it, so if that's his intent, he won't come to eat it. The purpose will protect him from being nichshol in achilas chometz. So therefore, the chachamim hold is nothing what to worry about. So according to Taisvis, we have the whole Pesach to be boidik the chometz, and just let's just refresh our memory. The shita of Taisvis in the beginning of the Masechta is the reason of being boidik chometz is shema yavei la'ochloi. A person is mechuyev to be boidik the chometz, even though he was already mevatel the chometz. And if he was mevatel his chometz, there's no bal yero and bal yemotze involved. It's not his chometz anymore. Afal pikein, one is mechuyev to get rid of all the chometz in the house, because if he won't get rid of it, he might come to eat it. So therefore, Shitas HaTosfos is the Chachamim who were not afraid that he might come and eat it while he's being boidik, so the Chachamim hold he should be boidik the whole Pesach. If he was not boidik, he has to be boidik. We're afraid he might come to eat the chometz. After Pesach, if he was not boidik his house the whole Pesach, so this Pesach, this chometz became osur bahanor, even though Pashtas he was mevatel the chometz, but since he left over his chometz in the house, he would not get rid of the chometz. The chometz is also ba'achila ba'anor. So therefore, he's mechuyev to be boidik after Pesach his house to make sure that he should get rid of the chometz which had remained in his house the whole Pesach, because that chometz is also ba'achila. That is how Tosfos learns pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi did not learn pshat like this in the Mishnah. Rashi said, according to the Chachamim, who were not afraid that he might come to eat the chometz, And therefore, they say that he could be boydik after shoshishis. He's permitted to be boydik the chametz till the evening. And we're not afraid he might come to eat the chametz. Af al pikein, the chachamim hold that in Pesach he's not permitted to be boydik the chametz. So the Ran wants to explain Shitas Rashi. He doesn't understand what is Pshat in Rashi. If the Chachamim hold that there is a svara, kivin shu machazer olav l'serfoi, since he's going through a process of getting rid of the chametz, we don't have to be afraid he might come to eat the chametz. So why is he only permitted to be boydik the chametz till the evening? L'chayre he should be boydik the chametz the whole Pesach. So the Ran says that Rashi held that the Chachamim were only, they only relied on this svara, that we don't have to be afraid he might come to eat it, since he's in the process of destroying it, that is only till the evening. Because till the evening there's only an Iser Lav or an Iser Eser to, not to eat chametz, so therefore on an Iser Lav or an Iser Eser, they said you're permitted to be boydik, and we're not afraid he might come to eat it. During Pesach already, there's an Issa Koris. So they did not want to rely on this svore if there's an Issa Koris involved. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Chachamim hold, you're only permitted to be boydik to chametz till the evening. As soon as it becomes Pesach and there's Chal and Issa Koris on the chametz, then one is not permitted to be boydik to chametz because we're afraid during the process of Bdike, he might by mistake come to eat it. Now let's continue Tosfos. V'Rashi loy rotza leforishkei. Rashi did not want to say pshat in the Mishnah is that la'achar hamoyit, after Pesach, there's also a din Bdike. That's a Tosfos loy pshat. Achar hamoyit means after Yontif. Rashi and Av Beizam at Aleph said that the reason we are by the chametz is that one should not be over Bal Yerot. That means Rashi is chaylik on Taisvah. Taisvah says the sole purpose of Bedikah is that he shouldn't come to eat it. So if that is the purpose of Bedikah, so after Pesach, there's also a reason to be by the chametz. He has chametz in his house, which is also mid rabbanon b'achila, so he's mechuyev to be boydik this chametz, and no, he shouldn't come to eat it. But that's according to Taisvis, because the whole purpose of Bdike is to make sure he shouldn't come to eat it. If Rashi says in the beginning of Masechtas Psochim that the purpose of Bdike is that a yid should not be over bebal yiro, that means if he possesses chametz in his reshus, he's over bal yiro. So the Chachamim said, so therefore there's a chiyuv to be boydik chametz, not to be over bal yiro. I'm boydik all the places where chametz could be found in order, and after I'm boydik that, so I'm not over bal yiro anymore. That's the whole purpose of bdike. So if that is the purpose of bdike, so how could you be boydik after Pesach? After Pesach there's no love of bal yiro. So therefore, Rashi had to say, La'acha hamoyed means till the night. But not la'acha hamoyed does not mean after the yontif of Pesach. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara and the Havamina had understood, and the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is very misleading. If we studied the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda and the Lashon of the Chachamim, it would seem as follows. The Chachamim said, Loi bodak oir yudalet. If he wasn't boydik at night, yivdoik be yudalet. Loi bodak be yudalet. He wasn't boydik in the morning, yivdoik be soich hamoyed. So the Chachamim, from the Chachamim, we see clearly that they are speaking about zmanim, that one has a chance to be boydik. If he wasn't boydik till then, he should be boydik at this man. Rabbi Yehuda did not mention loy bodak oir yudalet yivdoik bi yudalet shachis. Rabbi Yehuda said boitkin oir yudalet ubi yudalet shachis ubi shas abir. So the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda would seem that he's saying that there are three zmanei bdike boitkin. One is boidik letchatchila at night. He's boydek in the morning, and he's boydek b'shas abir. So it seems Rav Yehuda is telling us there are three zmanim, erev Pesach, to be boydek, at night, in the morning, and shas abir, which is shoshisus. So it's a very interesting halacha. So my time is the Rav Yehuda. What is the reason of Rav Yehuda that he says there are three zmanim to be boydek? So the Gemara answers, Rav Chisde v'Rabbe bar Rav Huna da Omri Tavayu k'neged sholosh hashbosos shebetoyre. There are three lashonos of getting rid of, one should not possess chametz, and there are three lashonos in the Torah. One lashon is lo yiro lecho chametz v'lo yiro lecho sa'er. One lashon is that chametz should not be seen. There's one lashon, shivas yomim soil lo yimotzei bevoteichem. Chometz should not be found. And then there's a third lashon, ach b'yoyim orishin tashbisu soil mevoteichem. You have to get rid of, you have to destroy the chometz which is in your houses. So it would seem that in order to accomplish these three psukim require, one has to make three bdikas. It's very interesting. Perhaps the first bdika is lo yiroi, it should not be seen. And perhaps that is the accomplishment of the first bdika. That means it's not seen. That means the first bdika takes care that chometz is not seen, but perhaps in Pesach it could be found. So that's the second bdike. The second bdike is to ensure that it won't be found in Pesach. Perhaps the third bdike, tashbisu sermi boteichem, could be one has chometz in his house. It's hidden in such a oifen that one could be assured he wouldn't find it in Pesach. But there's still chometz in his house. So the third pasuk comes to tell us, ach b'yom harishon tashbisu sermi boteichem, that you have to make sure you have to get rid of all chometz. It's not sufficient that it won't be found. You have to make sure that you're getting rid of the chametz. It shouldn't be in your property at all. That is the third pasuk. So there are three psukim, and these three psukim are mechayev, three zmanim of bdike. You have to know exactly why there are three zmanim. That is a little unclear. Why are there three zmanim? If you need three bdikas, and we will assume that one accomplishes with a second bdika more than he accomplished with the first bdika, and with a third bdika more than the second, I feel like we will assume that, but why are there three zmanim? Why should the second bdika be in the morning? Why can he make the second bdika, why can he make the second bdika at night? Or maybe in the morning that he normally leaves over chametz to eat. But it's very unclear. Philo will try to understand that we're accomplishing with each bdike, we're making the house more bodek. We are ensured that there's no chametz in it, but why there are these three zmanim is far from clear. But this was the havamina of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's three zmanim to be bodek the house. That's what Rav Chisda and Rav Abba Rav Huna, that's what they understood Pshat and Rav Yehuda. Mosev Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked Akasha. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Shaloi Bodak B'Shloisha Prokim Halolu. A person who was not Boidik in these three Zmanim, Shuv Eine Boidik. He's not permitted to be Boidik anymore. Alma V'Mikan V'Eilechu D'Pligi. So we see the Machloikis between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is if he's permitted to be boydik after Shoshishis. Not the way you said that the machloikis is how many zmanim a person is mechuyif to be boydik. You want to say the machloikis is, they say one time is sufficient, Rav Yehuda holds you have to be boydik three times. You see from this Bereise that the Bereise says that Rabbi Yehuda is choylik on the Chachamim. He says, you hold one is permitted to be boydik after Shas Abiyah. I disagree with you. Shuv eini boydik. Alma b'mikan ve'eilechu de pligi. So we see that the machloikis is if one is permitted to be baidik after the shas habir. The Teiris Chaim asks, what's the kasha? Maybe there's a double machloikis. Maybe one machloikis is how many times you have to be baidik. That's one machloikis. And that's what Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said. And then there's another machloikis, till when you could be baidik. What is the kasha? So the Teiris Chaim wants to say, then, if there's a double machloikis, so why did the Mishnah only speak about one half? Or why did Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna only mention this half? I mean, they should have mentioned that there's a double machloikis also. It seems from them that they held that this is the only machloikis. The machloikis, we see from the Baraisa, the Zichah, another machloikis also, which Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna did not tell us about. So it would seem that Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna held this is the only machloikis. They weren't aware of another machloikis. And if we see already there's another machloikis, so it's mistava to say that not like Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Alma b'mikan ve'eilech u'depligi. That is Rav Yosef's kasha. But again, the kasha is not too strong. We have the Teiris Chaim's orah. I mean, shuv eine boidik, we see there's a machloikis also till when one could be boidik. Mazutra masni hochi. Mazutra said Rav Yosef's kasha is a stronger kasha. He found a better baraisa. Mosiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Oimer, kol shaloi bodak be'echod mishloisha parokim alolu, shuv einoi boidik. Now, here it says, in this baraisa it says, kol shaloi bodak be'echod mishloisha parokim alolu. If a person was not boidik in one of these three times, so by says, klo, you only have to be boidik in one of these three times. Shuv einoi boidik. Then one is not permitted to be boidik. So you see klor from this baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds one also only has to be boidik one of these three times. But he says, but afterwards, even the Chachamim hold that if this man of the Shas Abiyah passed, he still has a chance to be boidik again. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, that after the Shas Asbir, he's unable to be Baidik again. Alme b'shuv eine Baidik hu de pligi. Al kaponim, not the way Rav Chisda Rabbi Rav Huna said. Elo Rabbi Yehuda nami im loy bodak, comma. Rabbi Yehuda is also speaking about these manim are if he was not Baidik. Hoche b'hoke miflegi. Mar sover mikame isure en bosar isure loy. So let us try to understand Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say now? The lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is takeshver. Boidkin er yudalet. One should be boidik er yudalet. That's the most lechatchiladik is man. He should be boidik er yudalet. The smile of er yudalet is, the Gemara says before that Er Yudalit, Neoda Mitsuyim Bivoteyim, people are usually home then. Er Haner Yofel Abdike, the light of a Ner at night, it shines better than by day. So therefore, it is, so the Ner illuminates better by night than by day. So, Lechatchila Boitkin Er Yudalit. What happened if the night passed by, and he wasn't Boidik? Ubi Yudalit Shachis. So then, the second now, L'chatchila, he should be Baidik in the morning. He should not wait till the Shas Habir. He should be Baidik in the morning. Maybe there's a Maila in the morning of Bnei Odom Mitzuyim Bevoteya. There's a Maila in the morning also that, it's Mutta Bachila. It's Mutta Bachila. Ubi Yudalit Shachis. Again, Rabbi Yehuda was afraid that while he's in the midst of the bdik, he might come to eat the chametz. So again, the yudalit shachris is nothing what to worry about. And then he said, but if the yudalit shachris passed by and he wasn't boidik, so then he should see to be boidik b'shas habir, shoshishis. He should see to be boidik shoshishis, even though shoshishis chametz is already also midrabonon. Afal Pikein is permitted to be Boidik Shoshishi, since it's only Osami the Rabbanon, they did not Asar the Bdike Gzeire Shema Yovei Lochloi. Lechere, it's a little modne. Rabbi Yehuda says in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oichlin Kol Arba, one is permitted, the Mishnah is on Yudalef Amad Beis, Oichlin Kol Arba, is permitted to eat Chometz the fourth hour of the day, V'toilin Kol Chomesh, the fifth hour is permitted to have Hano, but he's not permitted to eat it, V'soyfim B'tchila Sheish, and you start burning it the sixth hour. So really there's a chiddush that the fifth hour also he's allowed to be boidik. The fifth hour it's osa b'achila. But it would seem the fifth hour is not too much of a chiddush, because the fifth hour a person is allowed to have hanor from it. So we see that at the fifth hour they weren't goyzer shema yovei lo'ochlo. You're allowed to give it to the animals, you're allowed to sell it. So the fifth hour I see klal from the next Mishnah that they weren't goyzer. So if they weren't goyzer shema yovei lo'ochle, I'm allowed to deal with the chometz, so zichi allowed to be boidik. The chiddush is the sixth hour. The sixth hour already, then it's osa b'achila osa b'hano. So then there would be a svara to say that Chazal said, don't be boidik the sixth hour, because you might come to eat it. So that's what Rabbi is telling us, no. If you were not boidik till the sixth hour, you should be boidik the sixth hour. Even though there's a chash shema yovei lo'ochle, but since if you will eat it, it's only osa mi derabonon, they will not goyza. That is l'chei repshat in the loshna Rabbi Yehuda. Elo, let us go back to the Gemara. Elo Rabbi Yehuda nami im loy bodak koma. Rabbi Yehuda says if a person was not boidik, these are the zmanei bedike. V'hoche b'hoche miflugi. Mar sova, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mikame Isure En, before it becomes Osor Bachila Minatoire, that means before the seventh hour, then he's permitted to be Boidik. Then he's permitted to be Boidik, because we want Geyser that he might come to eat it. Bosor Isure, but as soon as it becomes the seventh hour of the day, that Chometz is Osor Bachila Minatoire, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a law, Loi, then you are not permitted to be Boidik. Gzeira dilma osa lemeichel mine. He might come and eat the chametz. If he might come and eat the chametz, so memele, so Chazal said that it's preferable he should not be boidik. He should not be boidik the chametz because he might come to eat the chametz. The Marshal says that the Mishnah Al-Kochach is speaking about that he was mevatel the chametz. If he wouldn't have been mevatel the chametz, so he'd be over bal yiroh. So how can you tell a person to have chametz in his house the whole Pesach? Maybe he might come to eat it. But in the meantime, if he has chametz the whole Pesach, he's over bal yiroh. So the Marshal says that he's speaking about that he was already mevatel his chametz. Now there's a chiyuv bdika midrabbono. So the Chazal said it is preferable not to be boidik because he might come and eat the chametz. There'll be over an iso derais. So that is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon Sovri Loi Gazrinon. And the Rabbanon hold, they weren't Geyser. That means, and that, as we mentioned, the Gemara mentions later this Svore, Kivin Du Atzmai Mechazer Olam L'Soyrfoi, since his whole intent is to get rid of the Chometz, we don't have to be afraid he might come to eat the Chometz. Let us see Rashi. Sholosh Hashbosos, Sholosh L'Shoinosh Shal Hashbosa. There are three L'Shoines of getting rid of the chometz. Rie, mitziye, vashbosa. Alma b'mekan ve'elechu de pligi. The machloikis is, if he wasn't boidik till the shoshishis, is he permitted to be boidik afterwards? Ve'lav b'midiyachin. And there is no other machloikis. The Rabbi Yehuda loy matzrich sholish b'dikis. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold one has to be boidik three times. Elohochi kama. Oy, oy rabo oso. If he wasn't boidik then, oi shachis, oi b'shoshishis, rabbonon omri, im loy bodak b'soich ha-moid, he has time to be boidik, yivdik alachov, he has time, according to Rashi, till the night, and according to Taisvis, they have to pay Pesach also, there's a chiyah b'dike. Ma'azut ramasni behedye be'echot mishloi sheprokim, that you only have to be boidik one of these three zmanim. Lebosar isure lo yivdoik. Rabbi Yehuda holds, after chometz becomes osa b'achila min ha-toire, he's not permitted to be Baidik. The Gazrina, we were Geyser Dilma Aidi the Osik Bey. Since he's busy with the Chametz, he's searching for the Chametz, Osi Lamecho Minei. Since he's exposing himself to the Chametz, he might come to eat the Chametz. So therefore, it's preferable not to be Baidik. So that is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds if he's oisik, he in something that is osur ba'achile, he might come to eat it. So therefore, he should not be oisik with something that is osur ba'achile. And the Chachamim hold, we don't have to be afraid he might come to eat it. That is l'chayre, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbono. Frag the Gemara. Was na umigozer Rabbi Yehuda Dilma Osel Meichum and hey was Rabbi Yehuda Geizer that since he's oisik with something that is osa bachila he might come to eat it. Was na we learned in the Mishnah Menachas as follows: Mishekorav Oimer after they were makriv the korban Oimer till that krovis Oimer the new crop was osa to be eaten. The spring crop, the spring wheat, was, one was not permitted to eat in Eretz Yisrael, it's Minat Torah, according to everyone, that you're not allowed to eat the spring wheat till the Hakrovas HaOmer, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Mishekorav HaOmer, after they were makriv the HaOmer, then Yoitzin, a person could go out, Umoitzin Shvoki Yerushalayim, Shehem Meleim Kemach Vekoli. He could find in the streets, in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim, there were vendors selling flour and roasted kernels of the new wheat, of the spring wheat. Till then, they weren't allowed to eat it, but now, after the Krovas HaOmer, you're allowed to eat it, so there was a marketplace selling the new spring wheat. Shaloi Bertzoin Chachomim, Divrei Rameir. So Rameir said, this was the selling this new wheat, and that included that they cut the wheat, they will see they ground the wheat, they roasted the wheat. This was Shaloi Bertzoin Chachomim. Chachomim were really not sufridin with what they were doing because they're playing with fire. That means all this processing was done before that Krovas HaOmer. After the Krovas HaOmer, you had a finished product for sale. So all the peoples, all the people, all the farmers who cut the wheat and ground the wheat and roasted the kernels, they exposed themselves to a machel that's osa b'achile. So therefore, the chachomim were not sufridin with this whole esek. Shaloi b'rtzoin chachomim divrei rameir. This was not done b'rtzoin chachomim. If the Nelech Yid would ask a shayla, they would tell him, don't do it. You'll start cutting the wheat after that Krovas HaOmer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Birtzoin Chachomim, are you oisim? No, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with what they were doing, that they were allowed to do it. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that the farmers and the vendors were permitted to cut the wheat, they were permitted to grind the wheat, they were permitted to roast the kernels, and even though before that Krovas HaOmer, this Tvua is osur min haTorah, afal pi kein, you're permitted to be oisik with a machel that's osur min haTorah, and when that geyser shema yovei loch, he might come to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda is oisur himself. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said one is not permitted to be boidik for chometz because he might come to eat it. So b'dikya he asered, and k'tzire, he was matter. Let us see Rashi. Mishikara v'oimer, boy b'yoim, that day, after the Krovas HaOmer, yoitzim, one could go out, umoitzim shvoki Yerushalayim v'leim kemach v'koli min hachodosh limke. You could find the markets, they were full of the new tvue, it was for sale. Now, when did they process this wheat? The Kaidem Yontef, Niktaf, before Yontef, when there was an Issa Chodosh, it was plucked, they picked it then, Venitchan, it was ground, Venis Yabesh, and it was dried up, it was roasted, Hakoli Betano, everything was done before Yontef. So the Rameyah holds, Shaloi Bertzoin Chachomim, that the Chachomim were not sufridin with what they were doing. Dikele Migzer, one really could be Geiser Dilma Kima Aski Bey, since when they were Oisik, in the processing of the Chodosh, Osila Meichel Minei, so therefore the Chachamim hold that it was not a correct thing that they were doing. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, that you're allowed to. So we have here Astire of Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi, so the Gemara answers as follows. Shani Chodosh, mitoich shlohi tartoloi, elo al yedei kitov hu zocho. That when they harvested the tvua, when they cut the tvua, it was not done with kalim. It was not cut the normal oifen. They plucked the kernels with their hands. We'll see in Rashi, me'ikar adin, they were mechuyev to pluck the kernels with the hands. Let us see what Rashi says. Mitoich sheloi hitarto loi k'tziro k'derech kol ha'shana. That means that when the kernels came in contact with them, they came in contact through an oifen that they don't do a whole year. Sheloi hitarto loi k'tziro k'derech kol ha'shana. They're not permitted to cut the tvua with the kalim which are used the whole year. Ela b'yodayim koitvim ha'melilis minakaka. They used to pluck the kernels with their hands. Why did they do this? The ha'osa liktzer lifnei ha'ima, because bin ha'teire one is not permitted to cut tvua with kalim before the hakrova sa'ima. Before the k'tzira sa'ima. The first tvua that was cut was the oimer. Reishis k'tzirchem elakoyim, shu'tchilo l'k'tzire. So all these farmers that had harvested the chadosh tvua, this was done in an oifen that is never done the whole year. They plucked it with their hands. So zochehu es iser hachadosh. So since the trilis haktzira was al yedei shinui, so that reminded them that they're not permitted to eat it. Al yedei shinui amaisa. So the shinui of ktifa over ktire, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he has something that will remind him not to come to eat this machal also, so then he's allowed to be misasik. So here the ktifa is a simin and a zikorin to remind him that he shouldn't eat from the chodosh. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye told him, Tinach b'shas k'tife. That's very good. While they were plucking the kernels of tvuim, so we don't have to be afraid he might come and eat it, because the k'tife alone is a simon to him that it's chadosh, you're not allowed to eat it. But they sold flour. Now flour was a second process. They went to the mills and they ground this flour. Now, the millers did not have a simen to remind them, to remind themselves that this is chodosh. They're grinding kernels the whole year, and they're grinding chodoshlike kernels. So the millers might come and b'shas their oisik and the grinding of the chodosh, they might come to eat it. Trine, when they b'shas they're grinding it, v'harkode, and harkode was a process they used to purify it, they used to sieve it, that the psalus fell off, ma'ikalameima, those who were oisik in the grinding and the sieving of the flour, they might come to eat it. And it says that the shvokim were full of kemach bekoli, so there was flour also for sale. So why aren't we afraid that the millers might come to eat it? So the Gemara says, holei kashe. No. The milling process was also done with a shinui. Trine berechaya diyat. They used a hand mill to grind it. They usually used a water mill. This hand mill was a pain in the neck. It was hard to grind it. And so that was a simon to them that this is chadosh. So they remind themselves this is chadosh. Harkode al gabe nofe. When the sieve that was used, they put it upside down. So that was also a simon for them, that this is chodosh. So these shinuyim were simonim and zechaynes to make sure that the people won't come and be nichshol in the nachilas chodosh. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Tchine v'har kodesh shrei kemach tanine." We learned flower. The hoya biyadayim. I think this is a greisen Rashi. It should say the loy hoya biyadayim. You told me the ktiv was they plucked it with their hands. But kemach tanine, the loy hoya biyadayim. They didn't grind it with their hands. Ushetachanu, and when they ground it, virkidu, and they sieved it. Where was there a shinui to make sure that they won't come to eat it, they won't put it in their mouths? Mishanina, so the Gemara answers, yeah, there was a shinui there also. They did not grind it with a water mill, they ground it with a hand mill. That reminded them that this is chadosh. You're not allowed to eat it. Al gabei nofa, they sieved the flour al gabei nofa on the back of the nofa. Letzat tachten shel nofa, the bottom chelik of the nofa of the sieve. Hoivech hanofa al panel, they turned the sieve upside down. This is not a convenient way to sieve flour. Much of it spills because of this. But this was the oifen of sieving the flour in order to make sure that they won't come to eat it. So memele, we answered the Kashan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda by Bedike, Shas is being boidik for the chametz. We'll see, there's nothing to remind them that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So he might forget, he might come to eat it b'shas Bedike. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to be boidik after Shoshishis. But by Chodosh, we have here the Zechaynis, we have the Ktife, the Trina, Chaim Shol Yad, and the Hakoda al Gabi Nofet. Frag the Gemara Elohodes Nan, but there's a different Mishnah. And this different Mishnah, you won't have a teretz. There's a Mishnah that says, Koitzrin Beis Hashlochim. One is permitted to be Koitzer. Now, Koitzrin already means not Koitzfin. Here, you're permitted to harvest the Tvue with Kalim. With the Kalim, which were normally used for Ktzire. Koitzrin beis hashlochim v'sheba mokim. Beis hashlochim, the Taisel ben Peretz, I think, says, beis hashlochim, the shlochim is a loshen eretz ayefa. It is a karke that is very tired, is dependent on water. You have to water it, keseda. We'll see, this is an inferior karke. The tvua which grew in a beis hashlochem was an inferior tvua. We'll see in Rashi why we have to say this. Al kaponim, koitzrin beis hashlochem. In a beis hashlochem, in an inferior karka, which inferior tvua grew, you are permitted to cut the tvua with kalim. V'sheba amokim, the same halach applies by tvua which grows in valleys, which is also inferior. Avol loy goitshim, but you're only permitted to cut it, but you're not permitted to pile it up, but you're permitted to cut it. Vo'okim neke Rabbi Yehuda, and this mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'yikolameima. So what are you going to say over here? You just told me the whole letter was that v'shas k'tzire, I don't have to be goyze, might come to eat it because there's a shinui. He's plucking it with his hands. But here the Mishnah says koitzrin. You're allowed to cut it with kalim, the same kalim which are used the whole year. You can use in a beis hashlochim and a amokim. So why aren't we afraid that he might come to eat it? Ella Omar Abaye. So now it seems Abaye is chayzer, and Abaye is telling us a new teretz. Chodosh bodol minei. The spring wheat, the whole time it was growing, this person knew you're not allowed to eat it. So he's bodol minei. So he won't come subconsciously to go and eat it. He knows that you're not allowed to eat it either. The whole year. It's the spring wheat you're not allowed to eat till after Akrovas Ha'ima. So memele, I don't have to be afraid he might come to eat it. Chometz loy bodol minei. Chometz is something. He was eating it keseda. The whole year he's eating it. So the mail, it's only a short amount, a short span of time that he's not allowed to eat chametz. So then he'll forget. So he might come and eat chametz in Pesach also. So therefore, by chametz, Rabbi Yehuda said one is not permitted to be boidik, tulma osa lemeichle. He might come to eat it. Let us see Rashi. Eloho desnan, b'menoches, koitzrin beis hashlochim, kiderech oil. You're allowed to cut the tvua the way you do it normally. Koidem loime. You'll have to do this before that krovas oime. Bishel beis amokim, tvua gdela bein amokim, tvua that grows in the valleys. V'taime meforish osam. So now Rashi has a problem. Before Rashi had explained why is the halacha that you're not permitted to cut the tvua, because the pasuk says reishis k'tzirchem alakayim, the first tvua that is cut has to be the oimer. Not permitted to cut tvua before the before you cut the tvua sa'ima. So Rashi had a kasha. So how are you allowed to cut shel beis ha'amokim and beis ha'shlochim? V'taimem meforish osam. So the Gemara in Menachos gives a reason. There is a stir in two psukim. Kosev echad oimer uktzartem es k'tzira. You should cut the tvua. V'aveisem later you bring the oimer. So it seems you're permitted to cut tvua before you bring the oimer. Alma muta likza kaidem loima. You'll have to cut the tvua before you bring the oima. Because of echad oima, and another pasuk says, oima reishis k'tzirchem. The first tvua that is cut should be the oima. The mashmashu kaidem lachol. That's the pasuk reishis k'tzirchem. Yeah. Mimokim shata maybe oima, a place that grows superior tvua, and you could bring the oimer from this tvua, he had to kaitze kaidem loy. So then the reishis kotzer has to be the oimer. Umimokim shi ato mevi oimer. But if we're speaking about inferior tvua, that's beis hashlochim, that's beis hamokim, that is grade B tvua. This tvua is not roi bechlal to be brought for the oimer. So on this tvua, there's no loch, reishis, the oimer is reishis kotzer. This is a different type of tvua. So here the loch is, you're permitted to cut this tvua before you cut the tvua soimer. Mimokim shiato, maybe oimer ato kotzer, then you'll have to cut before the ktsira soimer. Osnan bepere kolakabonis, ein mevi in soilis lemincha, loimi beis hazvolim, not from a field that needs to be fertilized. That's a simon, it's an inferior field. Vloimi beis hashlochim, not a field that you have to water constantly. Vloimi beis hamokim, and not from a valley. Mnei shetvua shalem eina min hamufcha. It is not superior tvua, it's not grade A tvua. So there you're allowed to cut before the ktsiras oima. Ma'ika lameima, so what are you going to say over there? Holeka hosam shinuya, you can't say the teretz you said before. That is a shinui because you're kaitiv. The hakaitzrim ktani, it says you're kaitzrim, ubemagel. You cut this with a keli that's used normally to cut food. And how do we know that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? V'ukmi lehike Rabbi Yehuda v'meseches menoches perik Rabbi Shmuel. V'diktani seifer, the seifer of the Mishnah is as follows. Anshe yerichoi kaitzrim ufneha oimer. In the Chachamim were not Moiche. That means in Isuri de Rabbonon, let us just understand this lotion for 1 minute. Anshe Yerichoi Koitzlum of Nehoimer. The people in Yericho used to cut before the Oimer. Vloy Michul Biyodom Chachamim. The Chachamim were not Moiche. They did not protest. Were the Chachamim Tzefriden with what they did? No. But they did not protest. So we see that this Mishnah is going according to a Tane that holds things which are asa midarabonam can have different halachas. Sometimes it's asa, but the Chachamim won't protest. Sometimes it's asa and they will protest. So this Tane, who split their hair in half and was magdir, there are some isuri darabonam that's michu, some isuri darabonam that's loy michu, this Tan is Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the Gemara Menachos says that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who in our Mishnah was Goyiz, Adulma, Asa, Lameichu, Minei. The same Rabbi Yehuda was not Goyiz. The same Rabbi Yehuda was not Goyiz by Chodosh. So we're back again to Akasha. So the Gemara comes with a new Teretz. Chodosh, Mivdal, Bedili, Minei. Chadash, a person is separated from it. He stays away Chadash with a 10-foot pole. Shachele hu gulu lo'ich le'kol ha'shone. People did not eat it the whole year. Ve'ein le'mudim lifshayt yad lo'ishit lefiyim. They're not used to eating it. Avul chometz le'mudinayim bekach kol ha'shone. They've been eating it the whole year. So therefore, so lo'ibodom inay, then there's a chash that he might come and eat it. Let us see Taisus. Koitzrin beis hashlochim. Perish Rashi, mimokoim shi'ato mevi ato koitzo. The iser di'eraise, that the oime has to be the reishis kotzo, that is dafke from a place that is suitable to be koitzo the oime. That is a place that grows great A tvue. A place that grows great B tvue, Mokem she ata mevi ata koitza, she allowed to cut before the ktsira saima. Ubeis ashlochem v'chol hanu, avo, yeah. Faktois vis ubeis ashlochem v'chol hanu, avo gav desanye bepeh kolaka bonis, im hevi kosho. So now, this is here's a shrekkelige problem. The aloch is, if you bring great beet vue for the oimer, it's kosho. So lechayre, so why don't we say that the halacha of rei oimer reishis ktzirchem applies to great bitvua also? Because great bitvua is also roi lahavi mimenu for the oimer. That's Taisvis kasha. So Taisvis answers, kiven de lechatchile loyavi chashvinilei mimokem shi ata maybe. So Taisvus says that is true. But the Eved, if one brought great bitvua for the Oimer, but the Eved, it's a kosher kol. But lechatchile min hatoire, one is not permitted to bring great bitvua. He has to bring great a tvua. So since this is not the ideal tvua to bring the kol ben Oimer from, so therefore the pasuk of Oimer reishis ktzirchem does not apply. Oimer Eishes Tzichem applies by ideal Tvue, grade A Tvue, which one is Lechatchila permitted to be Makim the Kolban Oimer from. So Taisva says, Ve'ein lit moya mi ike midi di midaraisa Lechatchila osa b'dievet shori. Eistis Taisva's Nakasha could be held that this whole thing is adin derabonam, that you're not allowed to bring it. But the evidence is good, so lechatchila, you shouldn't bring it mi derabbanan. But if you're telling me now that min hatoire you're not allowed to bring great bitvuim, so where do we find such halachas that the Torah says you're not allowed to bring it, and but the evidence, if you brought it, it's good. So Taisa says, deikem mili tuve de beinon she yeshana kosov olav la'akiv kagoyin kochim. There are many halachas that the Torah says certain conditions, and it does not mean that if these conditions were not fulfilled, that it's possible. By kochim, you need shana kosov olav la'akiv. The Torah said certain things have to be done. Afilu they weren't done. It's also a kosher kol. So memele, so therefore Taisva says that this is a halacha min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, you have to bring, there's a mitzvah to bring, or there's a chiyuv to bring, grade A tvua, superior tvua, and therefore, grade B tvua is not included in the gezeiras hakosov of oimer reishis ktzirchem. Afal pikein, if he was oiver on this lechatchila dikedin, and he brought the oimer, but the evidence a kosher kol. But al kaponim the gezeiras hakosov of oimer reishis ktzirchem does not apply. Let us go a little further. Then we'll see the next taisvus. So the Gemara says, so what did we answer already? So now Abaye told us now a new teretz, that Rabbi Yehuda, by something that a person is bodl minei, there's nothing what to worry about. Chometz is loy bodl minei, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda asa to be bodl chometz, he might come to eat it. Oma rov, the Rabbi Yehuda kashe, the rabbonon ad the rabbonon loy kashe, he says you have here a double problem. You asked Astir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah holds that you're not allowed to be bayed the chometz when chometz is also bachila. The Chachamim and our Mishnah hold you're allowed to be bayed the chometz even though it is also bachila. Now who is the Baal Plukte of Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda? Who are the Chachamim? Rabbi Meir. And Rab Meir by Chodosh says, Shaloi Birtzayin Chachomim Einoisim. Rab Meir holds, they were not allowed to pluck the Tvua, to grind the Tvua. The Rab Meir said it's also. So we have here Astir and the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon and our Mishnah hold, you're allowed to be Boidik for Chometz. Not afraid he might come to eat it. The Rabbonon there hold, you're not allowed to gather the Tvua and to grind the Tvua, Kozman it is Chodosh. The Rabbonon and the Rabbonon loy kashe. Amar Rav, Rav Yudah adur the kashe, the Rabbonon and the Rabbonon loy kashe. So the Gemara says as follows. The Rabbonon and the Rabbonon, El Amar Rav, Rav Yudah and Rav Yudah loy kashe, Kedishanina. We said it teretz. Chometz loy bodlu minei, Chodesh bodlu minei. Rabbonon and the Rabbonon namo loy kashe, who atzmei mechazer olub l'soil foy meichel ko ochal minei. That, a new svarim. That the Chachamim hold, When normally when a person is oisik with a machel also, even a shini doesn't help. Even kitzav won't help. You're not allowed to. He might come to eat it. But if the whole intent is to destroy it, who atzmei mechazer olav lesoilfoi, imeichel ka'ocha minei, so this intent is sufficient that we don't have to be afraid of being nichshel in achile, because his whole action is to get rid of the chometz, that he shouldn't come to eat it. So therefore they weren't geyser. Bach Sachmer, there's a tshuvas Neidib Yehuda, the Neidib Yehuda speaks about a shaila, that a person had a problem. When his wife went to the mikveh, there was no one that was able to watch her to see if she made a good tefillah, if her head was completely submerged under the water. He had to push her head down in the water. So there was a shaila there if he's permitted to do it, since he's pushing her head down in the water. B'shas he's pushing her head down, she's a nida. So he's doing a pu'ula that might bring about. That means this is a pula that might bring about this divrei chibe. He might be nichshel in an issa. Is he permitted to do this? So the Neidib Yehuda mentions this svore. He tells su our gemore, who asks if the whole purpose of this pula is that she should become toher. I don't have to declare that this pula will bring about a kilkel. He tells so this gemara, latzmei mechazer olav l'soyrfoi, is meichel ka'ochel minei, this alone is a shmire me'ule, that he won't be nichshel in any yissa. This whole cheshbon is only according to Tosfos, that according to the Chachamim, allowed to be boidik in Pesach, when not chayish van issa koris. According to Rashi, we zicha can't say this. Rashi holds, afil according to the Chachamim, when an issa koris is involved, we will not matter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon loy kashe. Bitmiye. The loy mishanis elo Rab Yehuda. You just answered according to Rab Yehuda that Chodosh bodlo mine. For the Rabbonon ami kash. The masnis and loy gazrin, and they were not guys on the Mishnah. Posim k'toni shaloi birtzoin chachomim demashme de gozer Rab Meir. Dum ibnei pluktei dulmos elameichel. The meza bal plukte of Rabbi Yehuda. Atzmei mechazer olav l'soilfoi. So the Gemara says like this. Ah, v'gav de bal megozrinen bedovo sha'osik bo. If a person is oisik in macholis asurais, so we're goizel shaloi yoishit lepid. We're afraid he might come to eat it. Oche bebdikas chometz lekel amigzel. Bebdikas chometz, we don't have to be goizel. Who atzmai kol iskoi, the whole asik zebachomets ain el machazer olav l'soilfoi ain luchos zikorin leisa godlo mizet. So this is the greatest zikorin, the greatest shmire. Umeichel ko ochel minei bitmiye. So memele. So that's why they weren't goyzer by chomets and by chodosh they were goyzer. They hold the shinui is not sufficient. They hold bodl minei is not sufficient. So therefore they were geyser. Frag the Gemara. No. Rav Ashi wanted to say a different teretz on the Chachamim. רב יהודה עד רב יהודה לאי קשה, קמח וכל התנה. אז רשי wanted to say a teretz on the קשה ורב יהודה. What was being sold? What was being sold? They sold flour. Now flour, one doesn't eat flour. It's not an edible machol. One bakes with flour, but one doesn't eat flour. So Mamele, so Rav Ashi wanted to say a poshut to teretz. Rav Yehuda was goyza by chometz because he's searching for chometz. He's searching for chometz which is edible. He might come and eat it. Here, these people sold flour. Flour is not edible. So a miller, you don't have to be afraid that he might come and eat from the flour. And for the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, the Rav Ashi bedusei. It's a mistake. Hoti nach mikali ve'iloch. After it was roasted. But till they roasted it, that means, we'll see in Rashi, that means Rashi says after they roasted it. So it was not roy to eat anymore. So that's a good teretz. There's nothing to be afraid of after they roasted it. There's nothing to be afraid of when it's flour. But till they roasted it, so then one was able to eat from the kernels. So why weren't they goyza then? Vechitaim al yedei kitzel. You'll say the previous teretz because there's a shinoy of kitzel kederove alakoyfrim beis hashlochem b'sheba mokim b'okim nekrab yudah meikol ameima. But we learned that in a beis hashlochem you're allowed to cut it without a shinoy. Ala d'ramashi bedusei. Rabashi is a mistake. Let us see what Rashi says. Kemach v'kolitnan v'ein elu ru'uyin l'achilu. You can't eat flour and you can't eat roasted kernels. In fact, the Gemara mikoli v'iloch la'acha shenishyabish betanur ein roi lechel. After it was roasted, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat it. But mikore ba'oidai rach b'kloy eskoidim sheyishyabish. But when it was still soft, it wasn't roasted yet. It wasn't dried out yet. My ikal amayim. V'chitayim ezochu aidei akitov k'deshani rov ala'el. Beis ha-shlochim delek akitov my ikal amayim. Hela bedusis, that's a mistake. V'chitayim ed rabi yudim ishim debedili minei. V'chometz leibodol minei sherogul boi kol shoh. He's used to eating chometz the whole year. Now let us see Taisus. Avaloi goitshim. It said, now this Mishnah of Yehuda said, in a beis hashlochem one is permitted to be koitzer, but he's not permitted to be goydish. And the Gemara explained what is the reason, l'fi emes, because chodosh bodl minei. So if chodosh is bodl minei, so why can't you be goydish? Why can't you pile it up? Why aren't you just permitted to cut it? So now Taisvah says there's a new factor. The begdisha leka pseide im yamtin acha ha'im. Bodol minei is not sufficient. You also, there were only matter if there's a hefsid involved. The davke mishum pseide hitiru k'tzire, shememarim likotzer mishar peiris. That means the zman k'tzire of tvue was very early. And if they would not cut it then, they would encounter a loss. So we have now a double svara. Number one, it's bodol minei, which is not matar legamri. And number two, if you will not be matar k'tzire, he'll encounter a loss. V'ilai kotzrilu posti. So if you won't permit him to cut it, he'll get a loss. But g'dishe, where no loss is involved, so then you're not allowed to be goydish. Period. Now, we just said that without a heter of hefsid, bodol minei is not sufficient. And that's why gdish is also. So now let's go back to the first mission of Aho, the Shori Rabbi Yehuda, Kemach, Vikoli Lael. And let's go back to the first mission. Why are you permitted to have kemach and koli, and it seems that teretz is leibodl minei. Teretz is bodl minei, but bodl minei is only mutter if there's a loss involved. Kemach v'koli, there's no loss. You can grind it later. Yesh loime mishum oile rigolim hikilu. That Rabbi Yehuda held that the Oiler Golem came, they came to Yerushalayim, so it was very important that they should have fresh tvua awaiting them. They were not in their homes, so it was necessary to have a market of the fresh tvua. So Memele, so this is equivalent to a loss. So just like Rabbi Yehuda was matter b'mokim pseider, Rabbi Yehuda was also matter b'tzayrech oirer legolim. That is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. So now Taisus is telling us there are two factors to be matter. You need it should be bodl minei. You also need it should either be a loss or tzayrech oirer legolim. The Rabbi Meir oiser bekemach v'shorik tziro lekama b'perek mokim shenogu. Now, Taisus is going, how we are going to understand Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds Kemach is us. That we had before, Rashlei B'tzayim Chachomim Emeis, and Divrei Rav Meir. And Ktzire is matter. Tiktoni b'milsei kaitzer b'rotzen Chachomim. V'hainu mishum pseide. V'chein pirish akuntres b'menoches. So now, Taisus is explaining that Rav Meir holds that b'mokim pseide, they also were matter. But Kemach v'koli, which was not b'mokim pseid, it was only tzayrech oile regolim, there we have a machlokes Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, tzayrech oile regolim is equivalent to pseid. And Rameh holds, no, that tzayrech oile regolim is not equivalent to pseid. V'im toima im kein, mai porich. So, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need two factors to be matter, you also need a factor of pseide. So, before the sugya started, we see you're not goydish when there's no pseide. Okay, my porich. What was the whole Gemara's kasha? Why by chometz Rabbi Yehuda was goyze dulma osel lemeichel, and why by chodesh he was matter dulma hochi shor Rabbi Yehuda mishum pseide? Here there's a cheshbon of pseide, avol gabi chometz kazrinan. Avol gabi chometz there's no pseide, so therefore we were going, so why do we need the whole sugya? We see klar from Rabbi Yehuda that pseide is a factor, because ein goyshim. V'yesh loimar mishum mitzvahs bio, yesh lahater kemoi mishum pseide. That there's a mitzvah, this is also a tzayrich. The Marshal says mitzvahs biyur is, and there's a problem, if mitzvahs biyur is equivalent to pseide, so then according to the Chachomim, so it also should be mutter. Rabbi Meir was matter koitzer b'mokim pseide. So Marshal Dachsrimer says that it's equivalent to oiler tzayrich oiler regolim. It's equivalent to tzayrich oiler golem. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, tzayrich oiler golem is equivalent to pseide. So memele, so mitzvahs beer is also equivalent to that, and therefore they shouldn't be goyzel. And that the Gemara had to say, nuteretz a bodl minei. Ma she'enkein, according to the Chachomim, they hold that tzeirich oyle legolim, for who are the mitzvahs beer, is not equivalent to pseide. So therefore, the Gemara is the kasha, the Rabbonon or the Rabbonon loy kasha, and the Gemara mentioned a new teretz of who atzme mechazor of l'soifoy meichel ko'ochominei.